Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, controlling our tongue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's blessing and peace be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate family. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic lifestyle, and we are here together to learn the moral conditions of the acceptance of our fasting and our worships in this great month, month of Ramadan. So let's go through our topic. According to the traditions we have inherited from our imams, we have found that avoiding sins and abstaining from Muharramat is the best worship we can put it into practice in this great month, month of Ramadan more specifically. And if we hope that Allah Almighty will accept our worship, we must adhere to this way. And this way is the way of obeying the commandments of Allah and staying away from His prohibitions. We also should know that sins can be committed in different ways by different means. Therefore, it is important to know the ways and means to protect ourselves from the evils and the destructive effects of evilness on our soul and our spiritual life. Therefore, we are here to talk about it more specifically in the next part. Thank you for staying with us.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z and Islamic Lifestyle, and we're here to talk about the moral conditions of acceptance of our praying. So, we understood that this month and the best worship in this great month is staying from prohibitions, staying from Muharramat. And we're going to talk about it more specifically. And we also were talking about the root of most sins. It's important to understand the root of all sins, and that is our tongue. This is a small but important part of the body which determines the destiny of human spiritual life. In an important tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, we read that controlling the tongue from making mistakes is described as the first quality of the pious, of a pious person. And it is said that a pious person uses his tongue in a correct way. So it's very important to keep in our mind that our tongue, this small part of our body, is the root of most sins in our spiritual life. There are many principles quoted in our books that teach us how to control our tongue, but here we are together to mention only one of them that I think is very important. It is handed down from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that to avoid from such a sin, we just need to do something. And that is to think before we speak and weigh our utterances and consider God's will. And also to avoid to talk about what it is out of our business in general and what it doesn't concern us at all. So if we just refrain from such talking, we can easily control our tongue and we can easily stay against many sins that occurs from our tongue. And we have to understand that only in this case we can use our tongue in a correct manner, which we are ordered to use it in a correct manner according to our traditions. And I hope that all receive the tawfiq to speak truthfully, rightfully, and to the point. Thank you for listening to us, and I wish all is well and you are doing great in the month of Ramadan.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you were by my side.